We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to say we're the heart of the resistance, the best there is. That doesn't mean I got a big ego either. People misunderstand sometimes that I'm aggressive and kind of ogre-like when it comes to fighting tyranny. That's not it. That's not arrogance. That is desperation. Understand that. We're talking to August in Missouri. Look, boil it down, Lindsay. What are they saying? That when they quit this QE Unlimited, that's when it's going to go down? Or, I mean, when? What are the signs that the QE is going to, that the derivatives market's going to lock up and the world implode?
I'll give it to you the best I can with two or three other statements here he gave to me just days ago. We may have seen all the signs we'll see. Did you catch that? Currency wars, latest Fed action, $40 billion mortgage-backed securities. Okay, here goes. That's the last few statements. The only possible sign left is interest rate rise. And then he said, we may, didn't say it would, but watch out whenever they say may. He said, we may wake up one morning and the system will be frozen. Folks, get out of cash. You positively must get out of
paper. Look at all the billionaires and George Soros getting completely out of trading and buying hordes of gold. That is the scariest sign yet. Let me read this. This is a Financial Market Worldwide News. This has happened the day after the QE last month. Former Fed governor talks trash. Trash talks QE. The chairman has gone all in, Warsh said in a Friday morning interview, and then went on to basically say it wouldn't work. So that's what you asked your elitist friend. August in Missouri, does that answer your question?
It does. I just have a real quick one about this thing. You said all the FEMA camps. Now, I have a little bit of intel, too, from a societal club I belong to. And what they're trying to tell the upper-level members, which I'm one of them, they're trying to say that in December, everything you said is correct, but they're trying to also say that in the middle of December, they want a reason to bring in martial law. And that's why I wrote you an email about how about an electrical grid breakdown that freezes all the banks up. There's a high probability.
All I know is if they think we're going to go along with it, they're going to do it. If we get the word out, it may stop them. Thank you for the call. Send me that email again at showtips at InfoWars right now, and I'll try to find it. We just get so many, but keep sending it. Lindsay, that was a pretty creepy call. I talked to a lot of other people. They even do it with the local rich people in towns that may be worth only, you know, $10 million. They kind of get brought into a level as well to get them to go along with the system. They're telling them get ready for total breakdown as well. The police are being told this. It doesn't mean it's absolutely going to happen, but I've never seen, Lindsay, such preparations.
You said earlier in the show, Alex, that there are good people both in and out of the elite. Now, this is proof by the mere fact that this one gentleman, whom you know, is still giving me information on the basis of what he's giving it to me, giving me so much. And almost every few days now, getting an email of some type or some. There are people in and out, both that are, you're exactly right, that are very concerned, Alex.
Let's jam in one more. Megan in California, listening on KOMY, the sister station of KSCO, we're also on 1340. Real fast, Megan.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Mr. Williams, I guess my basic question, I had a lot of answers already given while you were talking. What is the plan for the U.S. citizens once the currency goes global? How do they envision us living? And when you say get out of cash, how does one make transactions like going to the store? And third, what happens to someone who has a small business and when you say get out of cash?
Well, I mean, what he's saying is, you know, don't have it all in cash. You still need some to operate. Just make preparations for hyperinflation implosion. Right, Lindsay?
I kill it all in a new CD that is with my Secrets of the Elite DVD series. Listen to the CD first. It's an hour and 12 minutes long, and I basically tell you what they told me to do personally in order to spare my dinner table and save my house. You must secure your assets. That was the next question they
sure,
used.
Ma'am.
You must get out of all paper every way possible. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on, and remember what their currency is. You must remember what I've said for over 3.5 years since it was given to me by the man.
Silver and gold. Lindsay, we're out of time. Tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, PrisonPlanet.tv, and back this Sunday, 4 to 6. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Same as the old boss. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 12th day of October 2012. And we've got Lindsey Williams joining us again today with his insider sources on what's coming up in the Middle East, the economy, the designed implosion of the dollar, and more to take your phone calls. He's coming on to take your phone calls today. That's coming up in the next hour. That should be always extremely informative. Okay, where to start? We've got huge news in Turkey and Syria and that war expanding and U.S. troops massing, already on the ground fighting Russians for months, but it's really escalating right now. A Russian general confirmed killed a month ago, just came out this week, confirmed dead. Yeah, U.S. troops under NATO battling Russians. That's pretty big news. We're going to be getting into that. More on the meningitis outbreak that, of course, is tied to Big Pharma, but their answer is you should take a vaccine for it. Also, we're going to be getting into City of Glen Era demands a $120 permit for throwing frisbees, and that ties into similar activities all over the world with the out-of-control nanny state. We've got more on Bill Maher saying we need to promote death. The planet's too crowded. Let's kill the right people. That's what abortion's for. So we're going to be going over what that ties into the whole eugenics movement that poses as liberals. Why have we let them take the term liberal? Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. Liberal means more freedom. You people are authoritarians that call themselves liberals. And we'll also get into the joke of the criminal EU being given a Nobel Peace Prize just like Obama was. And something really out of control. We told you this was coming. They've now claimed that the Chinese have hacked the White House right as Obama sets to sign the executive order taking over what's left of the Internet. Even CBS News admits it's draconian, the executive order they've been floating around last month. Now Iran has attacked U.S. computers, and the Secretary of Defense says it's been devastating. Oh, yeah. Oh, and don't worry, though. They're going to have the NSA spy on you and tax the Internet and shut down free speech to stop those evil Iranians. Why, they said last year when Stuxnet had gone through Iran and gone around the world, which it was admitted that U.S. and Israel made the weapon, working with Microsoft, it had intimate knowledge of the, quote, Microsoft kernel. I'm not a computer expert. I read what the top experts say. And then across the board, they said this is U.S. Israeli made. Congress later admitted it. But they went on the news and said, we got to have cybersecurity and take over the web with the Pentagon, who's already in control of it. They're just announcing it now because of Stuxnet, those dirty Iranians. So it'd be like if I walked over or you walked over and beat your neighbor's brains out with a baseball bat on live television and then told the police, arrest the corpse for beating its brains out. And the cops said, you said it, boss. And they pick up the corpse and take them away. So I'm going to be getting into that. But none of that is our top story. None of that is our top story. This article that I saw yesterday and I read part of but never got to on air is our top story. And John Rappaport at Infowars.com, NoMoreFakeNews.com, bombshell, mind control engineers now drugging children for social justice. And this is how conditioned I've gotten. I read the New York Times yesterday. I read the article before I went on air. I didn't get to it. And it shows how conditioned I've gotten that even when CNN comes out and says we need everybody to take a brain chip, that'll stop terrorism. Or Homeland Security comes out and says we want you to wear a electroshock taser stun gun bracelet, everyone to fly. And then if you're bad, we hit a button. That's not even an issue now. That's like, oh, maybe we need that. Regular Army and Marine Corps checkpoints all over the highway being announced where they're not drills now. They're searching you without a warrant. They're outside the 10th Amendment, outside posse comitatus. It violates so many laws, so many basics of freedom. I mean, it's red alert, martial law being phased in. That's not even an issue now. But I know, now I covered this back on Monday because they're now implementing the new Freedom Initiative. And I saw articles all over the news saying you're going to have compulsory mental health screening of all public school children, government training camp children, and all private schools that are accredited and colleges. And we're just going to force you to come in and ask these questions. And it says, do you ever have anxiety? Do you ever have trouble sleeping? Do you ever get angry? Do you ever get depressed? I mean, it's everybody. Well, New Freedom, this 5-6 years ago, WorldNet Daily reported on it. It was in the Pennsylvania newspapers because one of the federal members of the committee, it was like 20 people on it, went public and said, this is written by Big Pharma to drug half the kids in America and half the adults, and they're going to force it. And they're going to say that basically everyone's mentally ill. And then if you don't agree with it, you're mentally ill, which now they've had the Psychiatrist and Psychologist Association come out and put it in their little file in the last few years, more than, 15 different designations saying not liking big government, thinking it's corrupt, is mentally ill. And you remember the Wired magazine last week, not just us, Wired magazine reported on the new Army training manual for Army intelligence that operates domestically and MPs. It says if you don't like mainline ideologies and don't trust the government, you are a terrorist. People go, well, that's ridiculous. No, it's not ridiculous. They've got re-education camps, Bill. The Army admitted that. That's 4 months old. That's public. They call it a re-education camp. It's not us calling it that. They use the Soviet term. Okay? So, again, they're just normalizing this because they know large portions of the public are in la-la land and will believe and do anything. And this dovetails, because I was rereading this morning, and it sent chills up my spine. I was going to cover it, and then I noticed that John Rappaport sent chills up his spine. I want to get John on the Sunday show to talk about this. Let's get John on Sunday if he can do it, like the second hour, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Let's get him on the 5 o'clock hour Sunday. Yeah, let's get John. He does great reporting for us, and he's been reporting on this for 40 years. He's been fighting these people that long. He used to work for, I don't know, ABC News, you name it, as a producer, all the big TV shows written for national publications, until he just said, I can't be part of this anymore, the talking points and all of it. He refused to play ball with them, but he's going to come on. His article's up at InfoWars.com, and it is a bombshell. You know, that's the thing. We're hit by just bombshell, 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 bombshell. And those of us that are informed, it's horrifying, but we even get accustomed to it. Humans are tough, folks. I mean, people get told you got brain cancer, you'll be dead in 3 months. I've talked to friends that have died, you know, of it. And at first they're freaked out, but in a week or so, they just get together. And, all right, let me get my stuff together. Let me get my life together. You know, humans are tough when we're faced with adversity. And they use that against us. I've talked to globalists before. One time, a CEO of a major bank, well, president of a major bank, I was in the first class area with him, flying to be on The View. I've told this story many times. And, you know, he's like, well, off record, let me tell you how it works. He goes, people will put up with anything because humans are resilient. And we know that. And they'll just muddle through no matter what we do. And he basically admitted the corporations were going to bankrupt the government and then take everything over, and then they would be the government. And then I was talking to my dad. He was talking to a big medical executive, you know, national level. And he was telling him he went to this Harvard business thing they sent him to. If they want government funding, that's what everything's going to under government health care. And they told them that. I mean, it's America's being taken over. It's a world government. It's one corporation. It's all going to merge. Foundations will run everything. And the guy's telling my dad, yeah, your son's absolutely on target. I mean, this is 100% real, is the point. One of the board members, you can pull it up. You know, just type in New Freedom Initiative to put half of kids on drugs. You'll get the WorldNet Daily article from 2006. And it's got links to all of it, but it was also in the Pennsylvania papers. And even their own people went public and said, we're going to put half the kids on dangerous drugs, up from 20%. Well, it got shot down. Ron Paul, God bless him, helped shoot it down in the Congress. Well, they're just doing it through the bureaucracy now. And I started seeing Monday, I told you about this on the Monday show, articles everywhere saying, get ready for your screening. But I didn't even know it was this bad. They came out in the New York Times and said, well, it's social justice that we're going to put everybody on drugs. Because if some kids are going to be on drugs, you got to be on drugs. They're now admitting it's social control. And they're now admitting it's about the upper class white kids. They deserve to be brain damaged. We always knew they targeted kids that raised their hands and talked a lot. I mean, these people just want to hurt your family, folks. It's like Bill Maher. People need to die. You're scum. There's too many people. But it's not that. They don't want to compete with you. They want to dumb you down to control you. That's why he's on the board of PETA, which is a eugenics anti-human organization. The stuff I know about PETA that I've never even said on air is so wild. But a lot of it came out. How they try to pressure members to go get animals from the shelter to kill them. And then they sit there killing them, getting off on it, eating big T-bone steaks. And my wife's telling me this 13 years ago. We've been married 11 years. And I'm like, look, I know you're not crazy, but don't take this book deal. I just don't think that anyone's going to believe this. And they found out who my wife was, a big national publisher, and came and found her. They had private investigators on it. She was offered the contract, a huge amount of money. It was more money than I've been offered for book deals. Okay, we're talking a lot, because my wife's famous. She went by the name Violet Nichols when she was a lady throwing dead raccoons on people and getting arrested in Japan, Rush Limbaugh talking about her. Her name's Kelly Nichols. She went by Violet because that was her cover name. I mean, you know, she'd go into Vogue events and throw dead raccoons on people, and she was an outside person who just loved animals and was shown slaughterhouse films. She was one of the few people to be brought into the upper sanctum for 2 months, and she left, and she eats meat now. She understands it's a cult. But the point is that she was telling me, the point is Bill Maher's in this cult. Man, I know, oh gosh, I tell you what, I may just get her in here on air. I think it's time people hear all this. Plus, it's dangerous to even know this stuff and not talk about it. And she was scared of him, too. That's why I said, well, let's just not let's fight the New World Order. This is, but now I realize it's total eugenics. Wait. I'm going to give you how they want to drug your kids to hurt them straight ahead in their own admissions. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Cybersecurity takeover, you know, the big mega corporations that wrote the Cybersecurity Act on record that hands over control of the web to them, kills the old free web and transfers it over to Internet 2, a plan I've been covering for more than a decade because they bragged about it. First, you let the web be free. They get you addicted to it, get all commerce on it to track everybody. Then they start removing the freedom. We'll be getting into all that. But when I look at this headline, attention deficit disorder or not, pills to help in school. And they go, yeah, we're just going to drug your kids, period. Just like I have national news, CBS News, saying mercury in vaccines helps your brain. Now, everybody knows that's not true, but they just say it. I've played that clip many times. Just type into the search engine, mercury good for children's brains. The video pops up. ADHD drugs prescribed to all academically struggling children. That's right. If you're struggling in any way, you are to be drugged. Oh, but now there's, if you drill down into the real announcement, and it's up at InfoWars.com, John Rappaport breaks it down. It's the latest thing. Psychiatrists are now giving children in poor neighborhoods Adderall, a dangerous stimulant, by making false diagnosis of ADHD or no diagnosis at all. Their aim, to promote social justice to improve academic performance in school. But then they go on to also say that, well, then we have to drug everybody. Make it fair. We have to have the TSA grope everyone. Oh, we don't profile. We just enslave everyone. The rationale is the drug kids will now be able to compete with children from wealthier families who attend better schools. Leading the way is Dr. Michelle Anderson, a pediatrician in the Atlanta area. Incredibly, she told the New York Times, his diagnosis of ADHD are made up as an excuse to hand out drugs. That's a quote. Well, yeah, here it is. Attention deficit disorder or not, pills to help in schools. And they're just dispensing with it now. The government and Big Pharma are drug dealers. And it shrinks the brain. Adderall, Ritalin shrinks the brain, expands the heart. It does everything methamphetamine does. I mean, it hurts these kids bad. When I played football, and I didn't play very long, I played from about sixth grade up till I was a sophomore. We had two people drop dead on the football field. And it turned out both of them, even back then, were on Ritalin. No heart problems. You're on speed. You're running drills. You're running 100 yards back and forth or running around. You drop dead. And now they just dispense and say, hey, we're just handing out drugs. I've told the story of my last year in high school. I had finished up, because I've been in school 5 years, because I kind of basically missed a year of school, got sent out to work on the ranch because I was in so much trouble in Dallas. We kind of moved down there to get away from the trouble. Austin, and long story short, I didn't need a full year of school, but I needed like 6 months more or another semester, basically 4 months. And so two hours a day, two periods a day, I was in the office helping bring in paper and go bring notes. And you know, they said, oh, we'll just assign you to help the office. So I was in there, and you know, the nurse, middle-aged blonde, she was, you know, came on to me and stuff, and little bit. And then she said, hey, you like drugs? And I said, I literally said to her, I said, I've run 6 miles every day. I mean, I was in great shape. I said, don't look like I do drugs. I didn't even drink beer then. I drank beer previous to that, but I'd even stopped drinking beer. And I got on this total health kick. And she's like, well, it doesn't matter. It's fun. It's speed. You ever done speed? And I said, yeah, I did a couple times. Felt horrible. She goes, well, listen, I'm going to give you this doctor's card, the psychiatrist or psychologist card. Come on. And I said, no, I don't want to take. She goes, come on. It's good. It's drugs. You want it. I hand these out all day. I mean, it's just like, it's just a bunch of freaks, ladies and gentlemen. That's what America is, a bunch of weird freaks who want to get you into what they're doing. And here it is. They're just in the news going, yeah, we're going to drug half the kids. You're not going to stop us. So people are crazy that put their children in a government training camp. You're learning how to be a prisoner. You're learning how to have RFID, thumbprint to get your school lunches, thumbprint or face print to get your library books. Your parents can't get you out without an ID card, and they have to be held like prisoners. It is jail training. So is the TSA. So are the airports. And they admit it is. It's Skinnerian operant conditioning. This is an empire. The globalists are run by psychiatrists and psychologists, and they've taken over. And I want to get into their culture of death when we come back. All the big top psychologists, psychiatrists, bioethicists, Peter Singer, PETA, all of them, anti-human. But they're not just anti-human. They are sick, vicious psychopaths who just love death and power and want to be able to operate and get away with whatever they want. That's who they are. That's who they are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Of time.
The sands of time for me
are running low. Running low. This republic, the time we have to avert this before it goes into civil war and an absolute clash with the forces of control freakdom, are running low. The final sands are beginning to pile up at the bottom, and we are just simply trying to get as many people as we can awake to understand the criminal evil we're dealing with. Folks, I've been studying politics for more than 20 years, been on air for 17, and the reality of what I've discovered is so horrific that I know why people have trouble dealing with it. But the facts are in. armies of psychopaths, sociopaths, sadists, control freaks, mentally ill, gibbering demons have formed giant armies of evil against humanity. And we're going to be talking about them in just one moment and tying it into one of their arrogant, know-it-all priests, Bill Maher. And I just want Bill Maher to know, I see you, Maher. And I know you've joined evil and you think that you're going to deliver the rest of us into a hell because you're already living in one. You will fail. You will fail. And the sands of time for you are running low. Now, before I go any further here today, I want to simply point out to everyone that we are listener supported. And I normally start the promotion of the Money Bomb a month out. It's listener demanded 5 years ago. This will be the fifth annual. And people said, hey, Alex, come on. You know, Ron Paul said half his money comes from your audience on the show. We just said that on the show. Why don't you started. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And then listeners made a site, did it. And about a week before, I wouldn't promote it. And people said, come on, promote it. And so I did. And, well, that gave us the extra money to move into a bigger operation. We've since expanded two more times. And we've now got the TV, two of the TV studios set up, the sets. We're building two more little ones for kind of fireside chat area and then also entertainment news coverage area. We're going to launch a bunch of new things in the future. We're looking at the different sharing networks with the different TV systems worldwide. Most of it's not satellite now. You upload a big sharing system, even in live time. The fiber optics, the we will do a free-to-air satellite uplink. That'll cost quite a bit of money, but not as much as you'd think. The point is, we're doing a lot of stuff. We're going to that next level. And then I intend to be able to fund things, hopefully, not even do one of these next year. Been on the razor's edge, whether I was to do one or not. That's why we haven't promoted it as much. But we do need the capital. It costs about $500,000 a month to run this operation. We've got about 50 crew members and contractors. We count all the writers, researchers, film editors, the journalists, people running the show, producers, bookers, customer service, shipping department, sales, and some other areas. So bookkeeping, two people on that. So the point is that we're going to the next level. And to do it securely in the middle of this recession slash depression, it's important to have funding. And NPR gets a bunch of government funding that's taken at gunpoint and then also begs for money all day, you know, 12 months out of the year. We do this once a year, a few times ahead of the event, and then on the day. We're going to go 48 hours next Thursday and Friday, a bunch of guest hosts, amazing surprise guests, you name it. That's next Thursday and Friday, InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. And we'd like to raise $1 million. That would really, I mean, you know, like a CNN studio is like $5 million, folks. So we're doing all this on the cheaps, but some of that's caused us problems. There's a few upgrades we need to do. It's essential that we raise $500,000, but we'd like to raise $1 million. So go over to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and you can donate $25 up to $1,000 or more. And if you donate $1,000, you get a signed bullhorn, stuff like that. We got some T-shirts up there that we only printed a limited number for that say InfoWars Money Bomb, you know, Liberty or Death. It's all up there. And when you buy the quality products from us, that all supports the show. So there's also, you can donate that way, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're going to get banners up today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPunta.com, so you can go over there to the site. I would say buy the magazine to support us, but my goal with that is to get the word out to people that aren't awake. So it's at cost. And we're now going to glossy with your subscriptions. We found a way to do that, and it's like the old Rolling Stone in its format. You know, it's big, it's a big glossy, and it's simply amazing. Just simply amazing. I mean, look at this. Flu shots give you the flu. Vaccinations kill. Incredible graphics and art in this baby. DARPA, the real Skynet. All the surveillance systems, QE3, the two parties controlled by the globalist. What's in your house, the tracker systems. All of it available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 12 issues plus the first issue for $59.95. That includes the shipping. Or you can just buy them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. What is it, $14.95 for 10? That's even more discounted up to 100. InfoWarsStore.com. Great way to wake people up. It's like a big color book. A lot of people won't even read a book and it's intimidating. It's like, hey, check this out. You want to know about the technocracy? This has got all the quotes of the elite, how they're poisoning us and how they plan to get rid of us and use robots and drones to do it. Hey, or hey, you know, this first issue, Rome burned, will we? The economic collapse engineered, QE3 coming, and then it did happen. Boom, it's important. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And folks, by voting with your dollars and voting through free association, by spreading the word about the radio show, if you're listening to us on AM and FM stations or about InfoWars.com and the free podcast or audio streams, or by getting a $5.95 a month subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv to see all my films and the daily radio show and the nightly news, you support alternative media. But I've got to say this as well. Whatever you do, our AM and FM stations, even though we're dominant on the web, number one radio show on the web, that's not just me saying that. That's major trades publications, Talkers Magazine, Radio Inc., Google Analytics, Alexa. I mean, everybody says they're number one, and it's kind of obnoxious, people that have no listeners saying it. We are number one when it comes to the Internet, and the numbers are there. You know, when one of my websites is three times the size of Rush Limbaugh's, I mean, you know, it gives you an idea, three times the size of MSNBC, you know, InfoWars.com. I mean, there's the proof right there. Just go look it up at Alexa. We're not bragging. We're saying, wow, we're having success. Thank all of you, whether it's media people that have helped us and you know who you are, or whether it's the general listeners. AM and FM, though, even though we're number one on the web, we're now becoming very, very powerful on AM and FM. And let me tell you, I can tell that that's a big deal. And people are really paying attention. And I've got a big responsibility here, and we are just getting picked up. I don't know. It's over 15 stations the last 2 weeks. There's 50-plus stations in the process of signing up the show right now, getting out of their contracts with their people. I mean, it's just – it was already happening. We were already growing fast, but Michael Savage leaving radio, it's just – I mean, it's huge. So we're trying to really up our game here to get the word out and fight the globalists. We appreciate the AM and FM station owners, their general managers, their program directors. And it's not enough that we get top ratings for people. We get big ratings deliveries all over the country. That's one reason we were already growing. You've got to have the sponsorship. And the globalists like to fund crud. And that's been admitted in the radio industry trying to kill it. Don't let them kill talk radio, period. Support the stations you hear us on. If you're a local business, voting with your dollars is what's going to overturn the globalists while we still have some free market to fight back. The collectivists want to get rid of that, so we're at their mercy and then it's over. Or very close to it without violent resistance, and I don't want to go there. I want to try to fix this peacefully and say we tried as hard as we could. So, again, please, if you're a local business, even if it's a small package, it doesn't matter. Do a radio package with our local stations. If you want to just donate to them, I've talked to stations that don't take donations, and they go, my gosh, we had you on the weekend and got all these donations, and then we put you on weeknights, and the ratings came in. Now we're putting you on live. You know, that's what happens every station that picks us up. It's incredible. But it's not. Sometimes it's not enough because you don't get the big globalist sponsors, you know, like General Motors that, you know, lives off government payoffs. And I got a General Motors car. I mean, I'm not attacking General Motors. The point is that that's going on. And we're getting very deep into this crony capitalist game where they pick the winners and losers. It's not just about, you know, being successful. It's not just about having an audience. That's a lie, folks. That's what it used to be about. Now it's about being a good little global stooge. But we're not doing that. The stations are standing with us. So be sure and not just support them, not just support their sponsors, but also, hey, it's time to go stand on a street corner with a sandwich board saying, tune into the local station. People do that, by the way, here in Austin and all over. It's time to really warn people. I mean, listen, they got 20% of our kids in 2006 on psychotropic drugs that physically hurt them. And they have quotas. And they push them on kids who aren't even, quote, behavior problems. They give them high fructose, caffeine drinks, Twinkies all day, television all day that screws up the wiring of their brain. Hundreds of studies. New ones came out this week. Guys, actually pull up the London Guardian article about scientists say don't let under threes even watch television. Because they suspend disbelief and mentally get trained to not think on their own, to not live. Talk radio boosts IQ and cognitive neuron connections. Just look that up. Books boost it. Because when I say Marilyn Monroe and you're listening on the radio, you image Marilyn Monroe with her skirt blowing up, you know, with the air shooting up, don't you? At least if you're a guy, you do. If you say Great White Shark, You image a great white shark coming up out of the water and, you know, biting a big piece of meat hanging down. Chum. When you watch non-interactive television, it absolutely hammers your IQ. And there's the headline. Band under threes from watching television study says. I mean, type in Alzheimer's television study. I mean, it's off the charts. Well, they know, ladies and gentlemen. I've been in the psychology departments of two major universities, and all they're looking at is how to flicker the television to put you deeper into a trance. This is a big deal, and we're not going to get out of it by just, okay, well, things are bad. Boy, things are, we're living in 2012, sci-fi, Margaret. No, yeah, Bob. The fact that we are getting on so many stations shows people are waking up. The fact that so many program directors and owners and general managers go, you know, I thought that guy was crazy, but it's all coming true. We better put this guy on the air. Because more and more, it's not just about money or ratings. People understand, man, we're not going to have a stinking country if we don't turn this around. We've got a batch of criminal, authoritarian control freaks that have built infrastructures based on fraud, and they've gotten better and better at fraud, and it's all they know is fraud, and they want more and more of the economy, and as they kill the economy through fraud, their answer is more fraud, which means less and less for even the elites and their minions, so then they expand until everything collapses. But now they've written actuaries up saying, well, the robots and the automation, it will supply us with what we need even when society collapses. But the general public isn't going to get it. So now they're romanticizing mass death, teaching you your scum, telling you you're trash, telling you humanity is filth. So now I'm going to get into this right now. Bill Maher. I talked about Bill Maher yesterday. The story went extremely viral. Paul Watson wrote a story about it. Bill Maher, we need to promote death. And if you listen in here, he says, the planet's too crowded, let's kill the right people. And he confuses it with the death penalty. But if you listen, he says, yeah, well, a lot of people that support abortion, they just know there's too many people. That's what that's really all about. Well, yeah, how many abortionists have we got on tape saying, we need to kill black babies or kill minority babies? I mean, I've heard that dozens of times before. Now it's on tape. But they say that to whites thinking, oh, you must be racist like them. It can be an Asian, it can be a black doctor, it can be... It doesn't matter. I mean, I've heard black people say, well, we need to get rid of these poor blacks. That's how you get in the globalist club. When you get around real establishment liberals, they're not liberals. They are vicious, parasitic people that are into the fact that they know how people work and everybody's scum and they're all scientific and survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, that they need to be a predator and you deserve for them to scam you. And so they're going to have long hair and sandals and act all trendy. That doesn't mean long hair and sandals means you're bad. There's real loving peace type hippies that are good people. But the globalist camouflage themselves as the lady in the flower dress. These people are sick. Okay? I've been around them. I grew up around it. I've seen it. I've talked to so many, you know, psych warfare people, famous government people, you name it. And they'll go, yeah, you're right about all this. What are you going to do about it? You need to just join it, Alex. You'll never beat it. You know, we're in control because we're the best. No, cancer is not in control just because it takes over the body. And so I wanted to talk about Bill Maher and what he really stands for. You know, the idea of I don't like there being traffic, let's kill people. It's really just all about we're going to kill people, and it's that decision that gets them on a power trip. My wife, again, only worked for PETA for a couple years. She did it as an activist, you know, going out, handing out literature, dressing up in stupid costumes. And then she did a good job of it, knew how to deal with media because she, you know, had a degree in communication and had worked in PR. And they brought her in to the, you know, upstairs in Norfolk, Virginia. And I remember her when we've been dating a couple of years. She moved in with me because we're getting ready to get married. And she's like, yeah, I got contacted. You know, they know who I am, even though I use a different name. And they want me to do this big book. And somehow they know that I didn't like what PETA was doing and left. And then, I mean, she's one of the only ones to ever get in to the top. And then that was only for a few months. And she was like, what in earth is this? And she got scared even telling me about it. You know, when somebody lowers their voice and starts telling you. And I got to be honest. I mean, it creeped me out. I mean, because they come in there, they're bad news, folks. And they're at the very top. Peter Singer is like their quasi-secret director. He's the guy that says kill kids up to age 3. Bill Maher is on their board. This is who they are, man. And they are sick. she and one of her friends left because they were pressuring them to go get animals from the animal shelter just because they like to kill them. And I said, you can't write a book about that. I go, I believe you, honey, but no one's going to believe that. Of course, later the police caught them with one guy dumping hundreds of dead animals there in Norfolk. And they caught them some other times. I mean, it's just like, what the? And the other stuff she told me, I'm not even going to say. It's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I don't know what to call them. I would call them devil worshipers. I mean, that's what I would describe. It's a devil cult. It's an anti-human, psycho, power trip cult. And transhumanist, eugenicist, just pit of hell, filth. And, you know, Bill Maher, of course he comes out and says, kill people, kill, we need more death, I love death. Because he's on the board for a reason. And that's just him. You know, they're saying, you know what, life's nothing, a dog can do it. That's scientifically crafted by Singer and others, and they said this, to make you think you're trash, so they can just tell you to stand down and die, because they know you've got that life force. They know you're a human. They know you've got power. They're anti-human. They're anti-God. They're anti-creation. They're anti-strength. And I will defeat them. I choose life eternal. And we must crush these enemies of life. We must stop being weak. We must identify who they are and resist them. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
They slowly build their control grid, their spy grid. They've done the population down with the chemicals they put in the food and the water. Now they openly say, we're going to put statins in the water. We're going to put Prozac in the water. They've already been caught putting the Prozac in. We're going to take control of your life. We're going to tell parents what to pack their kids for lunch. You know what? You can't pack lunch. We're going to shut down the small farms. And look at this New York Times. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's amazing. If not, just go to Infowars.com or link to it. Attention, deficit or not, pills to help school. And it shows the son, Quentin, who takes the drug risperidol, which, of course, is an amphetamine base, and it says it boosts his attention. Look at him. He looks... Show the poor boy. What does he look like to you? If you're looking at this, he looks like the street people you see that are on serious drugs, because that's what these are. And then look, he's got candy right there in his hand on top of it. He's got dum-dums, lollipops. They feed these kids crud, wonder why they bounce off the walls, and then put them on speed to burn them out. And go, look, he behaves much better now. They go, wow, the speed makes the kid burn out. Yeah, that's the whole point. And look at poor mama. You know mama's not a bad person. If I could spend an hour with her, I could wake her up, tell her about healthy food, turn her around. That's what's so sad. If I could just reach these people, if I could just get through, but I can't reach everybody. 15 million a week is not enough. Let me get back into Bill Maher. It's all about him lecturing you, and life is nothing. A dog can do it. And you know, what if a kid's got Down syndrome or anything else you don't want? Yeah, now they're aborting kids for the color of eyes they have or the sex they have. You see, it always leads right to pure evil. And then they point at the giant welfare cesspits they've created of destroyed humans and say, see, we need to get rid of that trash, when they're the ones that get it to them. I'm telling you, folks, I've been around these people. I know them. It's a cult. It's a cult, and they love it that they're drugging our kids. And now they say, we're going to drug half the kids. And now I have seen cases where they send the CPS and take kids. If the school says put them on drugs, they come and take the kids, saying this, the school psychologist says, no judge, no jury, the priest says your kid's got to take this. So you got to take it. Or the CPS takes them off to a dungeon, and they put almost 70% of kids, 69% nationwide, on these drugs when the state has them. Let's go out to break with again. Bill Maher, we need to promote death. And under it, we have all the population statistics, how the West population is plunging and how it's going to make society collapse, which is the globalist plan. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of this pig, this lecturing, arrogant, loving the sound of his voice with scripted crud. Here it is.
You support the death penalty, according to my note. Isn't it largely Republican?
I don't. Yeah.
You might not have birthed the idea, but
I mean, I have a lot of ideas that you might consider conservative, but I feel like on that, I'm just consistent, like the Pope is. The Pope is consistently pro-life. I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for the death penalty, although I do believe in more DNA testing. My motto is, let's kill the right people. I'm pro-choice. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving. That's okay. What I'm for.
All right, wait.
It's too crowded. So the planet is too crowded, and we need to promote death.
I don't wish any harm upon Bill Maher. Hit pause.
Pro-death penalty.
Hit pause. I don't wish any harm upon Bill Maher, but... Yeah, how much do you want to bet that guy would beg for his life and beg hard? He's just a soft little chicken neck coward. Let's go out to break with the rest of him, getting the really sick statements. Here it is.
And pro-choice. I don't think they intersect. You may be the lone person in the world at that intersection.
Absolutely not. I've met plenty of people who have the same feelings.
Pro-choice and...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not randomly going around the street saying, hey, we're going to kill you. I mean, we're talking about people who've earned it.
Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.